Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pehei, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Dalid Omid Bey. So yesterday we began the 10th perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, perek Elu Hein Hanechnokim, really the last perek that deals with the laws of Sanhedrin. The last and final perek in the Masechta, of course, is perek Chelek, which is 3.5 weeks of Agadata. But either way, the Mishnah went through the Nechnokim, and the Gemara has been discussing the first one, Hamake Ove V'imoy. So it says in the Torah, Umake Ove V'imoy, Mois Yumas, a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. And we know that that means that a person that hits his father and his mother, as long as he's Oysa Chabura, as long as he causes his father or mother to bleed, even if he doesn't kill him, he'll be Chayiv Misa. So ordinarily, if Reuven hits Shimon, the halacha is that he's over Oloisa, say in the Torah, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. We'll see a little more about it later in the daf. He has to pay Chamishat Barim, that's Perek HaChayvol, Nezek Tzar, Ripuy Sheves, and Boishas. If somebody hits his father and mother, however, as long as he's Oysa Chabura, even if he doesn't kill him, over there the halacha is, he's Chayiv Misa. Which Misa, Chenek, that's why it's in this Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah said, Elohein HaNechnokin, the last sugyo, the last discussion that the Gemara had, was what if a father or a son causes his father or mother to bleed, but the way he caused them to bleed was by trying to heal him. It happened in the context of refuah. So for example, somebody's a doctor, and now he's treating his father. In the olden days, he was a bloodletter, but the point is he did something in the context of refuah that caused one of his parents to bleed. Is he considered an Oysa Chabura, or is he not considered an Oysa Chabura? So the Gemara says that he's not, and the Makar is it's learned out from a Hekish. Umake Behema Yishalmeno, Umake Adam Yumas, and just like Make Behema Yishalmeno, Adam Hamazek, if somebody's Mavrik Behema, he has to pay, but not if he caused the animal to lose value by treating it, by healing it. So too, when it says umaka adam yumas, referring to someone who's maka of a ve'ima, he's only going to be yumas, he'll only be chayiv misa, if he doesn't do it in the context of refuah. But to the extent that he doesn't in the context of refuah, the halach is he's going to be pot. Stating that, the Gemara said that there were amayron that were very makbid, that if they needed somebody to do something to them, where there was a concern, there was a possibility that maybe they would bleed, they didn't want their sons to do it. The Gemara said, Rav le'shavik lebrei le'mishkali sibur. Rav didn't let his son take a splinter out of his skin. Why? Because he was afraid that when the son was removing the splinter, he may cause him to bleed, and he's going to be over. The Gemara said a similar story with Mar Breda Ravina. And we mentioned yesterday that there was a discussion in the Rishonim. Is it because they held that Maka of Avi'imoi, Mois Yumas is true even when you're doing it with Tzarech Refuah? So despite the fact in both of those cases, the son was acting in the context of refuah, it didn't matter. Still, they were concerned they may be over this issue, or maybe no. It's not that they disagree with the whole premise. They're masking that ordinarily, if somebody causes his father or mother to bleed, it's not considered makov of imay moisumas. But at the same time, it was a harchaka. They were afraid that you're going to take the splinter out and you may cause the father to bleed more than he really needs to bleed. So it was more of a harchaka, it was more of a gzeira. It's for that reason he was concerned. But then the Gemara asked an obvious question. Ihachi, if Rav was worried, if Rav didn't want his son to take out a splinter, why? Because he may be over Maka of the Imba Moisumas, then why did he let somebody else take out a splinter? It's true when a son causes his father to bleed, he's Chayiv Misa. But if two random people cause each other to bleed, even if there's no Chayiv Misa, but there's still Leiver Loisase. What's the Loisase? Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. The Yid is not let it hit another Yid. So just like Rav was concerned for his son to do it, why wasn't he equally as concerned for somebody else to do it? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Very simple. If somebody else would have done it and caused Rav to bleed, b'shoigig, let's say, he would have been over an ordinary loisase, b'shoigig. If somebody causes his father to bleed, b'shoigig, it's not an ordinary loisase, it's a loisase sheyesh boi misas bezden. Obviously, a loisase sheyesh boi misas bezden is more chamor. So for shigigas iser, shigigas lav, that he wasn't worried about. For shigigas chenek, that's something he was worried about. Freak the Gemara, if Rav was worried, he didn't want his son to take a splinter out of his skin because he was afraid he may cause him to bleed and he's being overshigas chenek v'haditnan, then how do you understand the following Mishnah, Machat Shoyah, the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Lita Bas HaKoitz, that there were little needles that people used to use to take thorns out of a person's skin if he had a thorn in his skin. And the Mishnah says it's not muksa. Why is it not muksa? Because you're allowed to take a thorn out of your skin on Shabbos. L'tzorech refuah, I guess, is as long as you meet certain criteria, it's something that on Shabbos is going to be okay. But for the Gemara, why is it okay? What's going to happen if while the person's taking the thorn out, the proverbial splinter out, he causes blood to come out? He's going to be over Chol Shabbos. You're not going to cause somebody to bleed. Now, it's true, it's being done b'shoigig. But just like Rav was worried about shigigas chenek, certainly we should be worried about where somebody may cause someone to bleed on Shabbos, because that's even more chomer. That's not shigigas chenek. That's shigigas skila. So the Gemara says, no, hasa mekalkel. You know, Rav was... The Gemara's not worried, because over there, even if somebody causes somebody to bleed on Shabbos, to the extent that he's being makalkal, he's damaging the person, he's not being masakin, you have nothing to worry about. And it's based on a very special rule in Hilcha Shabbos, and that is makalkal b'Shabbos is potter. Because meleches machsheves asra Torah, this is Hilcha Shabbos 101. So to the extent that you're going to cause somebody to bleed while you're taking a thorn out on Shabbos, that's not even Chil Shabbos. You have nothing to worry about. It's certainly not the Chil Shabbos of Skila, because mekalkel is potter, as opposed to if someone's makal of a ve'imah, even though he's mekalkel, there's no halach of meleches machsheves. So Rav was worried about shigigas chenek when it comes to makal of a ve'imah, despite the fact that there's no concern of shigigas Skila when it comes to Shabbos. But the Gemara says not everybody holds mekalkel's potter. This is a good teretz according to the mandama that in fact holds mekalkel is potter. But what about according to the mandama that holds mekalkel is chayiv? How's he going to answer the question? Now, who's the mandama that holds mekalkel is potter, mekalkel is chayiv? Who's the one that holds mekalkel is chayiv? Reb Shimoni. In other words, your kash is, well, what are you going to do according to Reb Shimoni? Bishleim of mekalkel's potter, I get it. But according to Reb Shimon, that mekalkel's chayiv, how are you going to explain it? So the Gemara says it's not a kasha anyways, because the man do amar that holds mekalkel's chayiv is Reb Shimon. For Reb Shimon amar, Reb Shimon holds kol melacha shein tzricha legufa potter aleha. Reb Shimon l'shitase, this is anyways not an issue, because Reb Shimon's shita is that melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is potter, and regardless, this will be a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So without getting too involved in what melacha shein tzricha legufa is, but Malacha Tzricha Legufa in the context of Chavala would be if somebody wants blood. So you cause a person to bleed because you want the blood. That would be a Malacha where you Tzricha Legufa. You want the blood. To the extent that you're not looking for the blood, it's a Malacha in Shein Tzricha Legufa. Reb Shimon has a big kula Malacha in Shein Tzricha Legufa. So man of Shach, this is not Shigigaskila. So you want to know why you're allowed to take a needle to pull a thorn out on Shabbos? Either because Mekalkel B'Chabura is potter. So even if you cause the person to bleed, being that you're a mekalkel, you're not a mesakin, it's not shigigas kila, or because malachin shein tzricha legufa is potter. But either way, man of shach, whether you're Reb Yehuda, who holds malachin shein tzricha legufa is chayev, but mekalkel b'chabur is potter, or you're Reb Shimon, who holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayev, but malachin shein tzricha legufa is potter, zilhachi, you're going to be off the hook. When you learn Masechtas Shabbos, so there's a big discussion. Where exactly is the Shitas Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, holds Mekalkel B'Chabur Chayev. And if you look in Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos, Kofei, Kufav, Kofzayin, that's what the sugyas are over there. There's a big mevucha. It's actually very unclear where exactly this Shitas Reb Shimon is. So we know the Machlekes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, with regards to Dove Shein Meschavin, Melochin Shein, Tzricha Legufa, Mukta. But there's also Machlekes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda regarding Mekalkel B'Chabura. That's a little bit less clear in terms of what exactly the Makar is. Big discussion in the Rishonim, Ve'inka Mekoy Melahan. Chazok to Gemara, more regarding Maka Ova Ve'imay Moisiumas. Bo, my name is Rav Sheishas, Ben Mao Sheyasa Shlech, Lava Vlakoisi Ulekaloi. Let's say there was a person who is a Shlech Bezdin, and now his father is being prosecuted by Bezdin. The son is the proverbial executioner. He's the one that oversaw Malkus, or it was his job to put other people in Cherem. So the question is, can he hit his father? Can he put his father in Cherem? If he hits his father, he's being Goyver. Maka Ova V'imay Mois Yumas. If he puts his father in Cherem, he's being Makalel, his father, he's cursing him. He's being Goyver Makalel Ova V'imay. So the question is, could he be a Maka Ova V'imay? Could he be a Makalel Ova V'imay? Or not? Now, usually you would say, what's the Shaila? Maybe here it's B'Mokka Mitzvah. And just like we said, that L'Tzayach Refuah, it's okay. So there's already an opening where sometimes maybe it's fine for a son to hit his father. Maybe in this context it'd be okay. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes told his Talmidim that asked him the Shaila. He says, I want to ask you a kasha. How's a person ever allowed to be a shlich? How are you ever allowed to hit anybody? How are you ever allowed to curse somebody? Yid's not allowed to hit another yid. Lo Yosef and Yosef. A yid is not allowed to curse another yid. It says in the Torah, Elokim lo yisakalo v'nasi ba'amcha lo yisoy. The teretz is, b'makay mitzvah, it's okay. Because kavod shamayim adif. Because kavod shamayim is more chashuv than us worrying about this person not being hit and this person not being cursed. So, Eibazoi, Hachanami, Kovet Shemayim Adiv. So, Rav Sheshet says, I don't see what the difference should be when it comes to a father and a mother. Meaning, just like Kovet Shemayim is Doicha Lo Yosef and Yosef, Kovet Shemayim is Doicha, Maka Ava V'imoy, Mekala Ava V'imoy. So, he said, I understand why it shouldn't be okay, but realize that really it should never be okay. The teretz is Kovet Shemayim. Just like Kovet Shemayim is a teretz for why it's okay with an acher, so too it's okay. Teretz, why it's okay when it comes to a father or mother. In other words, what was Rav Sheshet's Psak? Rav Sheshet says, yes, it is okay. Zebeseder. A son could be a shliach bezdin to either hit his father or mother or to put his father or mother in cherem, despite the fact that he's being over maka of ve'imoy and mekalal of ve'imoy. Freak the Gemara Akashim, mesave, from a very ambiguous brisa. So again, before the brisa, what's the makar that a yid is not allowed to hit another yid? What does it say in the Torah? What does it say that Reuven is not allowed to hit Shimon? Now, the pasuk says, Rosha, Lama Sakariyecha, but that means something else. We learned the sugis together, and Abram says, Bezdin. There, even if you didn't hit him, it's a problem. And it just says, you're a Rosha, and it was Lefnei Matan Torah. And there, it's more, don't intimidate another person. How do you know Reuven is not allowed to pick up his hand and hit Shimon? How do you know that's a problem? It's learned out from a pasuk. It says in the Torah that Bezdin used to give Malkus Arbaim Chaserachas, 39 Malkus. Says the Torah, the Shliach Bezdin had to be very careful. Lo Yosef, don't give more than 39. Pen Yosef, because if you're going to give more than 39, it's a very bad thing. So the makar that somebody is not allowed to hit somebody is actually learned out from Bezdin. Bezdin had a right to hit a yid 39 times if he was Chayv Malkus, and if he could endure 39 Malkias, but only 39 and not 40. So if the Torah says that a Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to hit somebody a 40th time, you can't give somebody an extra hakah. That's the makar that a yid is never allowed to hit another yid. So really, the makar is interesting. It's learned out from the context of a mitzvah, where really you're doing something that you're supposed to do, and now you're going and you're giving somebody an extra hakah. That's the makar that a yid is not allowed to hit another yid. Zok the braiso, ma misha mitzvah lahakoysoi. Mitzvah shloi lahakoysoi. Says the braiso, what's the makar that a yid is not allowed to hit another yid? It's learned out from Bezdin. Bezdin has a right. They actually are obligated to go give a person malchus. But still, even though the 39 malchus are a mitzvah, mitzvah shloi lahakoysoi, but there's an iser to give a 40th hakah. Misha ina mitzvah lahakoysoi. So says the Braisa Mikal V'Chaymer, I would know that if somebody hits somebody where he didn't have a mitzvah to hit the person, certainly if he now hits him Shaloi B'Makam mitzvah, he's going to be chayv. Madach, if you hit someone where it was the context of mitzvah, the first 39 hakahs were B'Makam mitzvah, but the 40th, being that it's Shaloi B'Makam mitzvah, mitzvah, Yo'ivra Nisr, certainly if you would hit somebody where you're not doing it in the context of mitzvah, then the hakah that you weren't allowed to do should be an azara, it should be asr. Zok the Gemara, what exactly is this Shaloi B'Makam mitzvah that the Brice is talking about, that we learn out Kal V'Chaymer from the Torah's example of Layasa? Ben Yosef, my love, idi b'makam mitzvah. Aren't we talking about the Brice is coming to be married by somebody that hit somebody 39 times, but it was Shaloi b'makam mitzvah? So says the Brisa, certainly Mikal V'Chaymer, if he hits him a 40th time, being that the first 39 was Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, that'll be over Lo Yosef Pen Yosef for the 40th time, and for the 39 as well. Meaning, is that not what the Brisa is saying? Madach, if you hit somebody the 40th time, when the first 39 were B'Makam Mitzvah, the 40th is a problem. Certainly, if you hit somebody a 40th time when the first 39 were also Shalai B'Makar Mitzvah, then the 40th should be a problem. But says the Gemara, who exactly is that person? We're talking about someone that was giving Malkus, but it turns out he really wasn't supposed to give Malkus, so the 39 weren't really B'Makar Mitzvah, they were Shalai B'Makar Mitzvah. Who was that? Says the Gemara, Ma'ilav Idi V'Idi B'Makar Mitzvah Habe B'Nai B'Habe Acher. Maybe it's talking about a son, and you see from here, not like Rav Sheshes. The Rav Shesh, that a son is not allowed to give Malkus, and that's what we're saying, just like an ordinary person who's allowed to give 39 Malkus. If he gives the 40th, he's like, Yosef and Yosef, then Kal v'chomer, a son who wasn't allowed to give the 39. If he goes ahead and gives a 40th, he should be over the Yosef and Yosef, and he'll be over the Yosef and Yosef for the first 39 as well. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that you see from here, the way the Braisa understands Benoy, as if he's Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, he doesn't have a right to ever give Malkus. Zakash and Rav Sheshes, who said that a son is allowed to be a Shleach Bezim. But the Gemara says, Loi, you have no basis in the world to say that that's what the price is talking about. You have no right from this price. There's a chilik between a son and somebody else for like kasha. So what exactly is the price talking about? What's this kal b'chaymer? Madach b'makam mitzvah, certainly shalei b'makam mitzvah, kam b'makam mitzvah, kam shalei b'makam mitzvah. We mean a regular case of shalei b'makam mitzvah, and we're learning out that that's aser kal b'chaymer from b'makam mitzvah. V'achi tali, this is the way you read the price. The more posh the way. Ma b'makam mitzvah, she mitzvah la'koyse, mitzvah shalei la'koyse, madach B'makom mitzvah, where the first 39 hakoyes were a mitzvah. The 40th one is a problem. Shalei b'makom mitzvah. She'enay mitzvah lahakoyes. She'enay din she'mitzvah shalei lahakoyes. And certainly, if you go over to a person, you punch him in the nose. Where you're not a shliach bezdin. And it wasn't like the 40th hakoyes when you had a right to give the first 39. Certainly, that should be a problem. Either way, it has nothing to do with a son. Shliach bezdin b'makom mitzvah. Zokt the Gemara said has no sheiches to Rav Sheshes. Tashma. So again, Rav Sheshes halacha was that a son is allowed to be a shliach bezdin to his father. A son is allowed to be a shliach bezdin to put his father into cherem. Toshma hayoytzeli harik. If somebody was on death row and he is being walked to the gallows, ubob benoy, his son comes vehiko and he hit him. That injury to insult vekilavoy and he cursed him. Allah is chayiv. The son is chayef, a maka of v'imoy, and makal of v'imoy. So even though his father is technically a dead man walking, he's on death row, he's about to be killed. So solka taita chamina, maybe if the son hits him, if the son curses him, it shouldn't be a problem. That's the braisa. Hayoytze lahore, uba v'noy v'hiko v'kiloloi chayef, bo acha v'hiko v'kiloloi. What if some random person goes over to him and hits him, or he curses him? Potter. He's going to be potter. Now, obviously, he's potter from Misa. If Reuven hits Shimon, if it's not a father and a son, he's never chayv Misa. But potter over here means he's not even treated as a chayvul b'chaveroi. Nothing. He's going to be potter from whatever responsibilities an ordinary person would usually have if he goes ahead and he hits somebody else. And the obvious question is, what's the difference? Why is a son going to be chayv for his isurim and a nacha not going to be chayv for his isurim? Rav Chizza said, we're talking about a man who's on death row. They want to kill him, but he doesn't want to leave. He says, I'm not moving. You want to? You're going to have to figure out how to get me there. I'm not going to walk myself to my own death. That's not something that I'm willing to do. And now the son was a shliach bezdin, or the acha was a shliach bezdin, and he hit him, or he cursed him, trying to get him to go get killed. See, he didn't just randomly hit him. He's doing the right thing. So what's the halacha says? Rav Chizda, the son is chayiv, you know why? Because the son never had a right to be a shliach bezin. So if the son didn't have a right to be a shliach bezin when it's his own father, so now he's going to be chayiv. Whereas the acher had a right to be a shliach bezin, that's why he's not going to be chayiv. So what do you see? Not like Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes said a son is allowed to be a shliach bezin. A son's not allowed to hit his father, but as a shliach bezin, he can't. A son's not allowed to curse his father, but he can put him in chayiv, even though it involves alois and klois. It doesn't matter. So Rav Chizda, you see, not the way. Because Rav Chizda said, how else are you going to read the Braisa? What's the difference between a son and somebody else? Must be, we're not talking about a person who's willingly going to his death and somebody else knocks him in the head. We're talking about where the Shliach Bezdin himself is the one that did it. That's why Acher is Potter. But if you see that the son is Chayiv, it's a Raya not a Rav Sheshes. But the Gemara says, it's not a Raya. Rav Sheshes, Muki Lo B'Shei Mitzarim by Lotzis. Rav Sheshes is going to tell you, that's not what's going on over here. It's not talking about where he's Mitzarim Lotzis. He doesn't want to go on his own. And now the Shliach Bezdin is the one that hit him. Rather, it's talking about where he's in Masar. No, he's fine. He's going on himself. So what's the difference between a son and somebody else? So Rav Sheshes said, Acher Gavro Kitelohu. Acher is a Gavro Kitali. He said a Gavali Gazach. If a son hits his father, he's Chayiv Misa. If a random person hits his father, what's he Chayiv? To pay. Achoyvu B'Chaveroi, Chayiv B'Chamisha Dvarim. What do you pay? You pay the amount of money that was damaged as a result of the Chaval. If this person's about to be killed, there's no damage. He's a dead person. What's a dead person worth? Nada. He's not worth anything. So being that he's not worth anything right now, it's for that reason, from a chayvul b'chaveri standpoint, he's potter, because he didn't cause any damage. However, the son, who's not chayv as a mazik, he's not chayv as a chayvul, he's chayv misa, from a chiyuv misa perspective, at the end of the day, it's still his father. A person has an obligation to honor his father. So even if he's a Kavrik Tala, it's still his father. So if he's still his father, it's for that reason he's going to be Chayiv. But the Gemara says, but we have a problem. If somebody embarrasses somebody else while he's sleeping, and then the person dies, so he never woke up to realize that he was embarrassed. So the Mevayesh, the person that caused the embarrassment, is going to be Chayiv. You know why he's Chayiv, Rashi says? Chayiv the Hamisbaishim Bonov. Because his family gets embarrassed. If you embarrass somebody, his whole family gets embarrassed. So what's the kasha? Enachinami, I understand why the chayv b'chaver shouldn't be chayv for damaging this person who's on death row. And maybe there's no nezek, and maybe there's no tsar, and maybe there's no ripuy, and maybe there's no sheves. What doctor bills? He's going to be killed. What nezek? He didn't lose any value. He was a dead person anyway. What sheves? He's not missing out on any work. They're killing him in 5 minutes. But boishes? The family has boishes. So why Rav Sheisha say potter? What happened to boishes? So the Gemara says, it's talking about where there was no real boishes. So being that there was no real boishes, the whole hakah was pachas mishava pruta. That's why you're potter. So the father's... If someone hits his father when he's Yotzei L'Hareg, he's chayev, because that's a question of Misas Bezdin, there's no reason he shouldn't be chayev Misas Bezdin. If somebody hits a random person, hocha b'mayaskinon, where it was a hakah, she'im b'shova pruta, v'shtei tzach yopata, because if you're pata, what are you going to be chayev? But the Gemara says, v'am rab, ami, rab, yechni, ko hakah, she'im b'shova pruta, loika. If someone hits his friend, we said he's over a loisase in the Torah. What's the loisase? Lo Yosef pen Yosef. Lo Yosef is a lav she'esh b'maysa. It's also a lav. It's not Nitin Lazarus, Mrs. Bezdin. It's a regular classic loisase. If it's a loisase, really you should get Malkus. Why is it then? Why is it then that a chayv b'chaveira doesn't get Malkus? Because he has to pay money. Yechay b'chamish advarim. And you never loiku mashalim. Usually you're not loiku mashalim, you're loiku v'ina mashalim. Machlikis in the beginning of Perikei Lunairis, Festus Sugis and Shas. But the bottom line is, the reason you don't get Malkus when you hit somebody is because you're paying. But let's say you wouldn't pay. If Yechon said you'd actually be Chayv Malkus, where is the Chapanaf Gemina? If you hit somebody and the damage was less than a Shava Pruta, Rabbi Yechon said you're going to be Chayv. So Freik the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, you want to make an Akimto that the reason if somebody hits a Yotzei L'Hareg is Potter is Hocha B'mayaskin, it was Akosha Ime Shava Pruta. If it was Akosha Ime Shava Pruta, you shouldn't be Potter. Meaning, you should be Potter from Momin, but you should be Chayv Malkus. So the Gemara says you're right, my Potter the Kamer, Potter be Momin. What? The Brisa meant when it said Potter was me Mamet. But the Gemara says, doesn't work, I'll tell you why. Because Michal Dubnoi Chayev Mamet. See, tell me when it says that the son is Chayev, he's Chayev Mamet. Right? We're comparing and contrasting a son who hits his father and a random person who hits this man. Son who hits his father is Chayev. The son who, the random person that hits is Potter. You're telling me, what does Potter mean? Potter me Mamet. If I do Chayev Maltis, we just mean Potter for Mamet. If that's the case, then what should Chayev mean when the son? Chayev Mamon. We know he's not Chayev Mamon. Of course he's not Chayev Mamon. What does it mean? He's Chayev Misa. And when we say Chayev, it means Chayev Misa. In the case of the son, what would Potter then mean in the context of the Acher? Potter of anything, of Dinoi. Psai Potter mi Mamon, Psai Potter mi Malkus. Elo b'dinoi, hachaname b'dinoi. So you can't tell me that the reason you're Potter is because he's a Gavrik Tala, what happened to Boishas. You can't tell me you're Potter because... it was Akoshe b'shava pruta, because then at the very least you should be Chayv Malkus. So said Rav Sheshes, Ela Acha, I know time of the pot, you want to know why Acha is potted on my crow, because it says in the Pasuk, V'nasi b'amcha le'isar, ba'oise ma'isa amcha. The only time you chayv for cursing another person is if he's an oise ma'isa amcha. He behaves like a yid. But if he's an oise ma'isa amcha, you're never going to be chayv. This person's not an oise ma'isa amcha. How do you know? Because he's about to be given Mises Bezin. So obviously he's not an Oysa Ma'is Amcha. The Gemara says, Hotei Nechlola HaKa Minolon. Where does it say, V'nasi Ba'amcha Loi Sa'ar? It says it by Loi Sa'ar. It says it regarding the Isser Chlola. It doesn't say it regarding the Isser HaKa. So if it doesn't say it regarding the Isser HaKa, what, that would explain why you're potter for the klolo, not why you're potter from that kah. The Gemara says, no. Makshina Naka the klolo. We're makish that kah to klolo. And with a mamatzinu Rashi says, and just like you see by klal of anasi b'amcha leisar, so too when it comes to hakah, that's the answer. The answer is, you know why you're potter? Because you ain't no isay ma'isamcha. The one says, yachib noy nami. Then if that's the case, then why is the son chayev? Just like a random person is not chayev if he's makal someone that's an enoyis in ma'isa amcha, or if he hits someone that's an enoyis in ma'isa amcha. So to a son should be chayev if he hits his father, if he's makal his father, means an enoyis in ma'isa amcha. So the Gemara says, k'damar Pinchas v'shas tshuva. The case with the son hits the father or curse the father, and his chayiv is talking about where the father did tshuva. How can that be also tshuva? Then this also has to be talking about where he did tshuva. But the cases have to be the same cases. So the Gemara, Yoch Achinam, Amrab Mori, B'mekuyim Sheba Amcha. No, the reason is something else. The reason why someone else is pater is because the only time he chayiv is if he's B'mekuyim. What does B'mekuyim mean? Haroi l'hiskayim. It has to be a person that we think is going to be able to live. That's learned out from the Nasi ba'amcha loisar. Not only that he's oisa ma'isa amcha. Yeah, you could say maybe he wasn't oisa ma'isa amcha. Like, kisha asa tshuva. But rather, it has to be a mekuyim sheba amcha. Someone that we know is going to be able, yihachi b'noi nami, again, so b'noi also should have to be mekuyim sheba amcha. Sochti gemara, no. Mide dehavi ala achar misa. There it's different. Because when it comes to a son, la'achar misa, you find you're not allowed to be makal your father. So if you're not allowed to be makal your father, la'achar misa. So that's why over there, it's going to be different. The problem is, there's no issa to be makal your father, la'achar misa. So Rashi already asks the kasha, but either way, says the Gemara, coming back to the original Braisa, that Rav Sheshes is going to say, again, Rav Sheshes said, Allah, a son is allowed to be shliach bezdin, to hit his father and to be mekalel his father. And even though ordinarily hitting your father and mother, be mekalel your father and mother involves mitzvas bezdin, but if you're a shliach bezdin, it's okay. It's not going to be a problem. The Gemara asked the kasha from a braisa. The braisa says there was a person that was yotzei lahareg, and now the son came out and he hit his father. Halacha is chayv misa. If a random person would go out and hit this person, it'd be pater. And Rav Chisda said, the only way I can make sense of this braisa is if we're talking about a person who didn't want to go out on his own. The one that hit him was a shliach bezdin. The son is chayv because the son's not allowed to be a shliach bezdin, even to hit his father. The achar is going to be pater because the achar is allowed to be a shliach bezdin. But if that's the case, kashul Rav Sheshes. So after a long-winded back and forth and forth and back and back and forth, the Gemara finally came out and the Gemara said, Rav Sheshes is going to tell you, I'll tell you what the chiluk. The chiluk is very simple. It says in the Torah, v'nasi ba'amcha loisar. So you're not allowed to curse a person, but only b'mekuyim sheba'amcha, a person that is going to live. And we're makish akala klola. So you're not allowed to curse someone, you're not allowed to hit someone unless he's someone that's ro'oi to live. It's for that reason an achar is allowed to kill, or is allowed to hit, and is allowed to be makal, and there's no repercussions, because this person that's yaitz al-harig is, he's not a mekuyim sheba amcha. A son, however, is not allowed to be makal his father, even after his father died. So certainly he shouldn't be allowed to be makal him if he's alive, and he's only a yaitz al-harig. And that's why when it comes to a son and a father, he's going to be chayiv. So either way, there's two ways to learn this price. My havi, Allah says the Gemara, what's the bottom line? Could a son be a shlech bezin to his father? Be Mekala's father or not. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Afuna, B'chaitan with Rabbi Shmuel, L'chol Eina Ben Asa Shleich L'Aviv, L'Hakoysoi U'Lakaloi, a son is not allowed to be a Shleich Bezin, to hit him, be Mekala, not like Rav Sheshes, Chutz, with the exception of a Mesa, Shari Amar Tori, L'Sachma V'L'Sachasa Olav, there's another Halacha that's learned out from L'Sachma V'L'Sachasa Olav, right? Mesa is a very special place in Halacha, L'Sachma V'L'Sachasa Olav, and there's another detail in those Halachas. That is, a son is not allowed to ordinarily hit his father, be Mikala's father. But if his own father is a Mesis or Madiach, he has a right to do it. Talk to the Mishnah right there. More regarding Maka of Avima, Mikala of Avima. Yeah, Maka of Avima in a Chayv Achiyas Bem Chabura. So, we saw this halacha already yesterday's daf, that a person is not allowed to hit his father or mother, but he's only Chayv if he's Oysa Chabura. Zech Choymer, be Mikala, be Maka. So, a Maka of Avimai, Makal of Avimai. But there's a chumra in Makal of Maka. Shamakal lachamisa chayiv, vamakal lachamisa pak. If someone's Makal, his father and mother, after his father and mother are not alive anymore, he's chayiv. If someone's Maka of Avimai lachamisa, he's going to be pak. So that's Pasha, Makal is Mohammed Amaka. How do you know Makal is Mohammed Amaka? Because Maka gets chenek, Makal gets skila. But the Mishnah says a chumra that Makal has over Maka in halacha is that Makal lachamisa is chayiv, Maka lachamisa is Potter, Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Ovi V'imei, Kilel. It says in the Pasuk, Ki ish ish, Asher yekalu les Ovi V'imei, Mois yumos, Ovi V'imei, Kilel, Domovoy. This is Vayikra, Perikha Pasuk Tas. So this is One of two psukim in the Torah, where the Torah says a person is not allowed to be mekalel of father and mother. The first one's more straightforward, Parshas Mishpatim, u'mekalel ovev imay mois yumas. And then you have this pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, ki ish ish asher yekalel es ovev es imay mois yumas ovev imay kilel domoboy. And the truth is, if you look at these two psukim, there's really three references to the idea that you can't be mekalel ovev imay. Right? Parshas Mishpatim is straightforward. U'mekalel ovev imay mois yumas. That's reference number two. And then it says, which means skilo. So there's three references to the idea that a person can't be Mekalel's father's mother. When it says at the end of that pasuk, what it means is you're not even allowed to be Mekalel your father after that. I would have thought, child is not allowed to hit his father's mother, he's not allowed to be Mekalel's father's mother. Just like you. Isser Hakah is only if the father and mother is alive. Avim Mekal Yehi Chayv El Mechaim. So I would think Mekal Yehi only Chayv if he's alive. Va'oyde, not just that. Not only Mamotzino, but Kal V'chaymer. I can make a Kal V'chaymer. Ma, Makash Azabay Shleib Amchab Kib Amchab. Ma, doch when it comes to Makah Avivi Ima, you find that the Torah said that you're not allowed to hit your father and your mother. Whether he's an Oysa Aysa Mamcha or he's not an Oysa Maysa Mamcha. There's no chilik between Shalai Ba'amcha Kib Amcha. And still you see, you're Chayv Lacham Nisa. So you have a Chumra, a kula, in Shaloi ba'amcha b'kamcha, Yisroi chayv lachamisa, mekalo, Shaloi asa boy, Shaloi ba'amcha kiba'amcha. So, mekalo, that has a kula over maka. Because you see, you only chayv if he's an oisa ma'isa amcha, in it, in Shaloi chayv lachamisa, certainly should have the kula that you shouldn't be chayv lachamisa. So the Gemara says that at first glance, I would think that if someone's mekalo of a vi'imay la'acha moisa, he would be Potter. Why? Mamatzino from Makov of Imai, and even Kalvachomer from Makov of Imai. And what's the Kalvachomer? We're going to need this for later in the daf. What's the Kalvachomer? Madach Makov of Imai, where there's no halacha of Shul. Ba'isa Maisa Amcha, you're Potter Lachamisa. So Makalo, which has a Kula, you're only Chai when he's Isa Maisa Amcha, certainly you should be Potter Lachamisa. Talmud Omer says the Gemara, that's why the Pasuk says, Avav Imai Kilel. That's why you have the redundancy at the end of that Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk already began and said, Ki ish ish ashi ekalas, Avav es Imai Mois Yumas. Why did it have to say again, Avav Imai Kilel, Domov Bai? To teach me this halacha that you even chayiv lachamisa. Again, why would I have thought you're potter? Mamatzino a kal v'chaymer from Makka of Avi'imai. But the Gemara says, honey, l'chor Rabbi Yonis, so this all is good according to Rabbi Yonis and the Miyat Lekra, the Avi'imai, who holds that those words are actually, Rabbi Yonis, make remember the Rabbi Yonis that needed those words for something else. What are you going to say? Tanya, we learned in the Brai, so ish ish ma talmud loymar ish ish. Why does the pasuk begin and say ish ish ashe kalas of Avi'imai? Should have just said ish. What's ish ish? The Rabbi's bas, tumtum. A girl, a tumtum and a joyganess, they're also chayv. Ashi kalas of his imoy. It says, Ashi kalas of his imoy. Zok the Gemara, Eli Yalla of the imoy. I would think that the only time you chayv and mekal of the imoy is if you mekal your father and your mother. Of if shaloi imoy, imoy shaloi of the imoy. How do you know if someone's mekal his father or his mother? Or his mother or his father? Meaning not both together, just one of the two. Tamaloyma of the imoy kilel. Aviv kilo, imay kilo. The Rabbi Yosef, said that's why the pasuk said at the end, aviv imay kilo, to teach me that you're not only chayv if you curse one of them, or if you curse both of them, you chayv even if you only curse one of them. Rabbi Yosef said, mashma shneim ke'echad u'mashma echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmai. I disagree with this whole question, this whole premise. It says ki ish ish ashi kalas aviv zima. You would have thought you're only chayv if you curse both of them. Why would you think that? As aviv zima could mean either one of them. Or it can mean both of them. Now, actually, part of the chakras of Yach. If it would say Yachtov, then you would think it means both of them. But otherwise, mechet tesi. And therefore, it says Rav Yonasan, I don't need the pasuk of Avimai Kimel Domavai to tell me that the only time you chayef be makalo your father and your mother is if you makalo that you makalo even if you makalo one of them. And that you don't have to mekal both of them. Why in the world would I think that you have to mekal both of them in order to be chayef? So what's the bottom line? What do you have in this braisa? We have over here, machloikis, Rav Yoshe, Rav Yonis, and how you know if someone is mekalel either his father or his mother, as opposed to both of them together, yichayv. Everyone agrees with the halach. There's no machloikis in halach. Everyone agrees if someone's mekalel either his father or his mother, he's going to be chayv. The question is, how do you know that that's the case? Rav Yoshe said, I know from a pasuk. It says, aviv v'imay kilel dalav bay in the end of the pasuk. It didn't have to say it. It's chazara. It's redundant. What's it coming to teach me? La'ash me'inon, kamash malon, that yichayev, even for being mekal, only one of them. Rav Yonis said, I don't learn it from the end of the pasuk. Now, we just had a braisa, that the Gemara wanted to learn from those very same words, Avav v'imay kilo damavai, to tell me that a person's chayv mechal achamis. So the Gemara says, Bishlam of the Rabbi Yonason. The Rabbi Yonason didn't need those words already to teach me that you chayv would be mechal either your father or your mother. So it's extra. It's miyata lekra. So I can use those words now to teach me this halacha that you chayv would be mechal achamis. But according to Rav Yoshio, that already used the end of that pasuk to teach me what? To teach me that you're chayav for either your father or your mother, it doesn't have to be both together. How could I now use those very same words to teach me another halacha that you're chayav for being mekalel la'achamiso? Zok to Gemara, you're right. Rav Yoshi is going to tell me, I know you're chayav for mekalel la'achamiso from somewhere else. Nafkalei. We said there's three references in the Torah to Mekal of Avima. You have the pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, and you have the two references in the pasuk of Vayikra Perikov. So Rav Yoshi is going to tell you, I don't learn it from Ava V'ima Kilo Dovabai, but rather I learn it from Umekal of Avima Maisumas. V'idach. So what's Rav Yoinasin going to do, Umekal of Avima Maisumas? What does he need that for? He knows either father or mother from the Etzem pasuk. Ava V'ima Kilel Dovabai teaches me Lachamisa. So what does he need to Mekal of Avima? That whole pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim would seem to be extra. So the rabbis bas tum tum adroigenes. He needs it to teach me that Yechayev, that a bas or tum tum adroigenes is also going to be chayev. Not only a man, but a bas of the Avim. Table let me ishish. Meaning, why would you think not bas tum tum? Because it says ish. But I thought it says ish, and ish, isn't that already marba? Isn't that already marba bas tum tum adroigenes? The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yonasan el dibra teigelash min yodam. You can't learn anything from there. Period. So the Mishnah had said that there's a halacha of makal of avimai, and there's a halacha of mekal of avimai. But there's a chumrah in mekal of avimai over makal of avimai. What's the chumrah? Mekal is chayv lachamisa. Maka is not chayv lachamisa. How do you know makal is chayv lachamisa? So either it's learned out from aviv v'imai kilo domavai, or it's learned out from makal aviv v'imai maisuma. It's learned out from a kroyaseir. Maka aviv v'imai, you don't have this halacha. And being that you don't have this halacha by maka aviv v'imai, that's why maka lachamisa is going to be potem. The Gemara asks that in the original braisa that discussed makal aviv v'imai, the Gemara said that I would think that makal aviv v'imai should be potter lachamisa. Why? Kavachomer from makal avimai. Because you find that makal avimai has a chumrah over makal avimai. So if it's more chumrah and still makal avimai lachamisa is potter, then certainly makal avimai lachamisa should be potter as well. What was that chumrah? The chumrah was that makal avimai you chayiv even if your father is not a noisa maisamcha. Whereas makal avimai you only chayiv if your father is a noisa maisamcha. That's a chumrah that Maka has over Makal. By Maka, you don't have to be an Oysa Maisa Mamcha. For Makal, you have to be an Oysa Maisa Mamcha. It's afraid to Gemara. Then why did the Mishnah only discuss a Chumra that Makal has over Maka? V'lisni Chumra ben Maka mi Makal. Shamaka, also by Shalei Bamcha ki Bamcha, Masha Inka ben Makal. So the Gemara says, Kasava, the time of the Mishnah must have argued with that price. So he must hold, like the Gemara said on Amin Aleph, Makshina Nakal Leklala, that just like by Makal there's Halacha, you have to be an Oysa Maisa Mamcha, by Maka there's also Halacha. You have to be Oysa Maisamcha. And even though it says Oysa Maisamcha by Makalo, Venasi Ba'amcha Loi Sor, it says it by Klola, but still the halacha is going to be true by Hakka as well. In other words, the machloikis between our Mishnah that didn't list Chomer B'Mako B'Makalo and the Braisa that clearly, when it set up the original Kavu Chomer, held that Mako does have this Chomer over Makalo. Zokti Gemara, Lema Hani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. This machloikis Tanoi, can we say it's a machlekes tanam somewhere else? Also, Tani Chad, we learned in a brayso kuti ata mitzvah la koysoi viata mitzvah kilolasoi. So, who were the kutim? So, the kutim were, without getting into the whole history, but these were people that were brought into Eretz Yisrael, or amongst the people that were brought into Eretz Yisrael after the Aseres Hashvatim was sent into Golus, and originally, they weren't behaving like Yidden. They were behaving the way that Aseres HaShvatim were behaving. They were over the Avodah Zarah. Hashem sent lions. They were Megayer. And there was a whole discussion amongst the Tanam. Were the Geri Emes? Was the Geris viewed as a real Geris? Were the Geri Arois with an Aleph? Because of the Ari, because of the lions. Maybe it was done out of fear. I mean, it was done out of fear. Maybe it wasn't a real Geris. Lamaisa, history ended up proving a little bit who the Kutim really were, and that is years later, the Kutim ended up being Ivri Avera, and the Chachamim said that even if originally they were Geri Emes, but we realize now that we don't want to treat them anymore as Yidden, and it's a sugi in the beginning of Masech Tischulin, where the Chachamim, Manavshach, changed their stance and started disregarding them to a certain degree as Yidden. But the bottom line is, it was a discussion, originally, were they Gerim or were they not Gerim? But Kuli Amalei Pligi, that at the end of times, they turned into people that didn't keep Torah Mitzvahs, And as it relates to this sugya, they were people that were enoy oisim maisa amcha. So now we have a brisa regarding someone who hits a kuti or someone's makala kuti. So Tanicha, the one brisa says kuti at the mitzvah al akasa. You're not allowed to hit him. V'at the mitzvah al kulasa, but you're allowed to curse him. V'tanya yidach, another brisa says yat the mitzvah loyal kulasa v'loyal kasa. You're allowed to curse him and you're allowed to hit him. So everyone agrees you're allowed to curse him. The question is, are you allowed to hit him? So everyone's like, "Gemara, the kuli yama kuti ger emes." Everybody luchura holds that the kuti mageri emes. My lab, all kamiflagi. What then is the shayla? The shayla is they were geri emes. I mean, they were real yid, and they all went off the derech. They all became eni yosem maisamcha. And the question is, could you hit them or could you not hit them? Everyone holds you can curse them. Why? What about hakol? The shaila must be the mar sava makshin hakol leklala, umar sava loy makshin hakol leklala. The manama that says you can hit them, he holds you makash hakol leklala. So if you can curse them, you can hit them also. The manama that says that you can't hit them holds that we're not makash hakol leklala. In other words, this machloikis between our mishnah and the brisa luchur is the same exact machloikis between these two brises. Whether we're makash hakol leklala or not, you have the loch of oisin maisamcha. Do you not have the loch of oisin maisamcha? Zok de gemara. No, it's not muchach. It could be loy. The kuli amaloy makash hakol leklala. Maybe everybody holds you're not makash hakol leklala. What does that mean? It means that it's true you're allowed to curse someone that's an enoyis and ma'is amcha, but you're not allowed to hit someone that's an enoyis and ma'is amcha. Welcome. Milvgi the machlik. It says, Marasov akutin geri emes, eno marasov akutin geri arayis. The shayla was hagufa. Were they geri emes, were they geri arayis? On the tzad they were geri emes, you're not allowed to hit them. Even though you're allowed to curse them, you're not allowed to hit them. Because we're not makash akol akol. Klolo yet. Akol, we're not makash. But maybe they're geri arayis. They're not real yid. If they're not real yid, then there's no way to hit them. So it says the Gemara, it's a muchach that this machloikis is that very same machloikis. But the Gemara says, if you're telling me that the shailin, those brises are whether they were yidden or they were not yidden, not whether we're makish akol leklola. Hayinu diktoni Allah, how do you understand? V'shoyroi ki Yisrael. When it says v'shoyroi ki Yisrael, how do you understand that? What does V'shoyroi ki Yisrael mean? They're sure, as it relates to the sugyas of Bava Kamma, the first perek, Shor Shenogach, there the halachas, we treat the shor of a kuti like the shor of a yid. Means we're treating the kuti as the elishma mina. Everybody holds really the kuti with geiri emes. What then was the shayla bekesha pligi? The question is, are you makash akol leklol? You're not makash akol leklol. Shma mina. So in other words, what we have over here is a person is not allowed to be makol of a v'imoy if he does his chayv chenek. A person is not allowed to be makol of a v'imoy if he does his chayv skila. The Mishnah said there's a chumra in halacha between makol of a v'imoy and makol of a v'imoy. What's the chumra? So you're not allowed to be makol of a v'imoy lacha misa. You're allowed to be makol of a v'imoy lacha misa. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about there being a chumra in makol of a v'imoy over makol of a v'imoy. But the Gemara says that really there is a tzad, two brises that hold that there is a chumra. What's the chumra? Mekalu of le'imoy, the halach is only true if the father or mother is an oisem ma'isa amcha. But if the father or mother is an ein oisem ma'isa amcha, you have the halach of a nasi ba'amcha le'isa, ba'oisem ma'isa amcha, this is going to be no oisem. Haka, it could be, being that it doesn't say anything anywhere in the sugis of haka about being oisem ma'isa amcha, maybe you'd be chayv even if you're it. The Mishnah didn't say that. So what do you see from the Mishnah? There's no chilah between akol and akol. Even though it doesn't say anything by akol, makshin akol leklol. And just like by akol, there's a locha of oisem maisamcha. Akol, there'd also be an oisem maisamcha. But the Gemara says there's two brises. A brise that the Gemara brought at the beginning of the sugya, and then a brise that it brought at the end of the sugya regarding akuti, where it could be there really is a chumra in akol over klol. Because by akol, you're only chayiv if you're an oisem maisamcha, whereas by akol, you would be chayiv even if you're ein oisem maisamcha.